This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And yes, remember, next Monday, I'm going to be here, be doing a live show, and then I'm off for a week taking my sons, and I'm going with my father, and we're going out to the wilderness, and we're going to go do guy stuff, and we're going to do fishing, and we're going to see bears, and it's going to be freaking awesome, and I'm not sorry about it at all. There's a whole lineup of fill-in hosts they're going to bring in. I know that's disappointing. I remember what it was like when I used to listen to the radio all the time, and you turn on the radio or download the podcast, and the voice comes on, and it's not the voice of the guy you want to hear. I know that sucks. I'm not naive. I realize that sucks. So here's what we're going to do. We're churning through a few different people next week. Let me know who you like and who you don't like. That's it. Let me know. You're usually pretty good about that. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Who do you like? Who don't you like? I do occasionally have to leave and can't be here every single day. So Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. All right. The email was, guy is sick of all the Juneteenth stuff and he's sick of Republicans being weenies. Pause on that for a minute. If I come home tonight and I walk in the door, and the wife has dinner ready for me, sets it down in front of me, as she often does. And I sit down and I take a bite and I say, oh man, this is not very good. I don't want this. It's not very good. And I sit down tomorrow night. Same thing. She has dinner ready for me. I sit down. It's okay. I mean, it could use some more salt, I guess. And I sit down the next night, critical again. And sit down the next night and I'm critical again. And the next night, and I'm critical again, over and over and over and over and over again. And I do this over and over and over again. A month from now, I walk in the door. She sets a delicious meal in front of me. And I sit down for that delicious meal. And I take a bite. And I lean back. And she snaps me and says, I don't want to hear it. I make you dinner all the time. Is that her fault or my fault? Even if I wasn't going to insult it, maybe I was about to give it a compliment. By the way, I don't do this, but maybe I was about to give it a compliment. Whose fault is it that she just snapped and assumed? What's happened now in this country, and it was done very purposefully, very, very purposefully, and a lot of people have been caught up in it and used in it. What's happened is this. The civil rights movement, black people trying to get equal rights of white people in America, the civil rights movement was infiltrated by the Soviets. Everyone knows this by now. There's a reason all these, quote, civil rights leaders all have huge ties to communism. Look at Barack Obama's mentor, Frank Marshall Davis, and all the others. They're all communists. Well, why is that? It's not because communists love black people. It's because communists are excellent at figuring out where the divisions are in a society. They find the cracks, they pour water in the cracks, and then they freeze it so they can bust society apart. They understood, the Soviets wrote about this extensively, the civil rights movement could be used to destroy America. Where we are now in 2022 is this. Equality has long since been achieved. If anything, it's swung way back the other way. If you don't believe me, go look at how many scholarships a middle-class white kid is entitled to. You'll see systemic racism right there. But setting that aside, doesn't matter. What's happened now is this has simply become the language people use on the left, the communists. You racist, white supremacist, racist. If you're one of these black people on the left, you're just used to, that's racism. It's oppression. It's part of how you've grown up endless, over and over and over and over and over again. You were taught that. Your parents did that. The media you consume does that. So that's what you regurgitate. That's what comes out of your mouth over and over. Even if you believe it at this point in time and you don't understand, most of these people don't understand, they're tearing the country apart, one. And two, when people hear this stuff now, they roll their eyes. You could probably sit down and make a great argument that Juneteenth, the last day a black person was a slave in America, you could sit down and make a great argument that that should be a federal holiday, right? I mean, I think that's a good thing. We got rid of slavery, which is detestable. You could sit down in a vacuum and make a great argument for why that's a good thing. The problem is now, when you've been screaming at Whitey for years and he's sick and tired of it, now you don't have the opportunity to criticize dinner anymore. If you get a black person who experiences real racism, not one of these endless race hoaxes, but real racism in this country now, and they were to go to the microphone and they were to describe racism, do you know what 90% of the country would do, or 90% of the right would do? Yeah, brother, here we go again. Because you've been criticizing dinner every single day without end, and people are sick of it. I know you're sick of the Juneteenth stuff. Of course you are. How could you not be? Because over and over and over again, the communists to this day are trying to use race to rip the country to shreds. Why don't Republicans stop it? In fact, most of them go along with it. They're cowards. We have a guts problem. A lot of these guys, they know the things they say to enable the left. They know they're wrong. I've told you this before. I'll tell you again. The most frustrating conversations I have are with senators and members of the House. And just that's just by nature of doing this job, having a platform that we've been given, which we don't deserve, but having this huge platform, by nature of doing this job, you're inevitably going to get to know these people or run in the same circles, or they'll reach out, hey, he wants to talk to Jesse, that kind of a thing. And my most frustrating conversations are this. I'll be with one of them or a group of them, and maybe we're having a beer or dinner somewhere or something like that. And you hear how I talk, right? I say the things you say. I think like you think. You know what's crushing? You want to hear something crushing? They think like you think too. They talk the same way you talk too, in private. And when I bring it up to them, and I always end up bringing it up to them, well, why don't you go do something about it? Why don't you go say something? Well, why don't you propose this legislation? What do you mean you agree? Why don't you do something? Almost every single time, almost without fail, they will simply say, oh, I can't do that. I'd get killed in the press. Man, if we're only going to be anti-communist up to the point where the media gets upset, then we've already lost the country. Your goal should be to get the media to hate you. If you can't hear stuff like this, the African Pledge of Allegiance, and find the guts to speak out against it, please resign and go do something else.
And one. Fist up. On the count of three. One, two, three. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Afro-American people. Under God, I will protect freedom. Yay! seek peace, honor our ancestors, and encourage and support the development and prosperity of people of African descent. You may be seated.
That's a teacher. That's a teacher. That's poison. That's poison poured into the eyes and ears of those children. That's what they hear at school. What if they go home and they hear the same thing? Then they turn on CNN and some idiot on CNN's talking about how racist America is. What if then they go to a church that celebrates black liberation theology and they hear the same thing like Barack Obama's pastor, United States of KKKA? And that's all they hear, the only influences in their lives over and over and over and over and over again. You're eventually going to have a child who turns into adult who, one, lives in a world completely of make-believe, and two, believes he has an obligation to burn down this evil country in which he resides. And if we don't have an anti-communist Republican Party who's willing to put truth to those lies, then we're already finished. We're done already. But we... They tell me endlessly. I can't do it, Jesse. The media will attack me. But the media. Oh, can you imagine what the media will say? Oh, Jesse, I agree. I want to tell you I agree with you. They all tell me this. You know what? It doesn't please me. They all tell me this. Oh, Jesse, I want you to know there's this private group of senators. We all share your tweets. Oh, there's this private group of congressmen. We were all laughing about your tweets. Oh, we can't like it publicly, of course. No, you can. You can. You're just scared. All right. This generation of vicious people we're raising. I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm going to get to more emails. We have much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to that, though, have you thanked Mike Lindell for standing strong when he got kicked out of Walmart? Remember, Walmart, and you know, I used to love Walmart right up until this point. Walmart just kicked Mike Lindell out because Mike Lindell is not letting the election stuff go. Mike Lindell is trying to make sure they can't cheat their way to win after win after win. And he got his company kicked out of Walmart. My slippers are currently $90 off. Maybe now's the time to go to MyPillow and get the greatest freaking slippers ever for $90 off. You can wear them inside and out. You can wear them all day. My wife does. You can get them $90 off and send Mike a little note saying thank you for what you did. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you $90 off my slippers. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Sorry it took me a second to get back. I'm juicing Jesse over here, Chris. I'm busy. That's right. Not that kind of juicing, Chris, although baseball was way better when that was on. But we're not going to talk about that right now. All right. I saw something that was a little bit eye-popping, I'll be frank. But gosh, I guess it's something we should account for. And I'm going to get to this Navy woke video in a minute. The WHO, yeah, I know they suck, but they put out some numbers saying that 25% of the population experienced depression and anxiety during the COVID lockdown insanity. You remember when we destroyed the world's economy for a virus with an over 99% survivability rate? You remember that, right? I'm sure you haven't forgotten. I then read that 1 billion people, billion with a B, they're now suffering from anxiety and depression. 1 billion people. And that leads me perfectly to this headline right here. Unvaccinated workers are heading back to the office, and it's going to be awkward. You know, you and me, we've had 1,000 different talks about COVID and lockdowns and vaccinations and this and that. And we don't agree on everything, obviously. But one thing I know for a fact, you didn't get so swept up in it that it has permanently altered your state of mind. And that's good. I'm glad. But I think we should also acknowledge endless COVID panic porn being pushed on society has created a generation of people who are vicious little monsters. They are. We've talked about it before. You remember that thing in St. Louis where they opened up the phone lines for people to report COVID violations? And the only reason we know this is someone released all the information to the public, but they released all the tips that were called in afterwards. It was coworkers, family members. It happened at your school, Michael? Reporting on each other? Oh, yeah. Family workers, coworkers, family members, coworkers. Michael said they're taking pictures. They'll take pictures of you. I saw some guy over the weekend. He was flying United. His stewardess didn't have a face mask on. He not only took her picture, he put her picture publicly out there and reported her to United. I don't know. I guess I probably shouldn't have even brought this up because, to be honest, I'm not totally sure how to deal with it. But we are going to have to account for the fact we have a bunch of vicious little monsters around us now. How many of your friends and family members, coworkers, neighbors, how many of these people would have turned you into the police if they saw you violating any COVID restrictions? Well, I've got some rough news for you. If they would have turned you in for that, these are the people who would happily have you shipped off to the gulag in a heartbeat. Unvaccinated workers are heading back to the office and it's going to be awkward. Why is it going to be awkward, psychopath? Can't they make their own personal decisions? Oh, and by the way, I know it's been asked before, but it's probably worth asking again. Do you not trust your vaccine? Why does my vaccination status affect your vaccination status? Man, that's so weird. That almost, gosh, that almost doesn't sound like a vaccine at all, doesn't it? I mean, gosh, what are we on, three, four shots now? People still getting sick out there? It's crazy how many of this has happened. And again, I want to play something for you because we have the FDA official. I'm going to play two different audio bits. Stay with me. FDA official Dr. Peter Marks talking about a five-fold increase in teenage myocarditis.
Just about the reported incidence and the baseline rate of myocarditis prior to vaccination. Is there any data that you have on that?
Yes. So there are data on the incidence of myocarditis in this age range, but this is a known phenomena in the 12 to 17 year old age range. The rate that it was seen in the 12 to 17 year olds who were vaccinated seemed to be about fivefold higher than the baseline rate.
That was the FDA official. And then, of course, the FDA just approved it. What I'm about to play for you now is a bunch of pediatricians. These are not crazy cat ladies. These are not psycho street hippies. These are pediatricians. Listen to this.
Want to know what the Pete Squad thinks about the COVID vaccines for kids under five?
Relief.
Happiness. Excitement.
Children under five will most likely be able to get their vaccines starting next week.
This will make a huge difference to families who have been mitigating risk over the past 2 years, just trying to keep their families and loved ones safe.
While it's true that most young children will not suffer from severe outcomes due to COVID, many children have.
Long-term effects of COVID on growing bodies are unknown.
For this reason, the benefits of vaccinating young children outweighs the risk. But which vaccine is better?
Both Pfizer and Moderna induced a robust antibody response, which correlates to protection against symptomatic and severe disease.
Both vaccines were found to be safe, with zero cases of myocarditis reported in either trial. So what would we choose?
Basically, we're recommending any vaccine that works for your personal situation and that you can have access to.
Parents, I know you're always worried about finding the appropriate medical care for your child. Here's a great little explainer for you, or this will help out a lot. I want you to go to your pediatrician or just give them a call right now and ask them if they recommend taking a corona or your child taking a coronavirus vaccine. If they say yes, then you don't have a pediatrician. You have a pharmaceutical salesman and you need to go find somebody else. Even if they're not a pharmaceutical salesman, you have a doctor who's not capable or not willing, I guess I should say, to read data, to discern for themselves. You have a servant of the system. That's what you have. All right. Now, gosh, I'm going to go on another little mini college rant here in a minute. But before I do that, you know, I do love to make fun of the other services, right? A little good-natured ribbing of the other military services that aren't Marines. That's just because they're lesser than us. But we're not going into that right now. But I, as I've explained before, an Air Force is very, very, very important. A Navy. Have you looked at a map of America? You see those two big blue things on the right and left of the map? Those are oceans. Having a Navy, a very, very, very powerful Navy, is critically important for the future of this country. Critically important. Just want to make sure you're very clear on that, because I'm going to play you something and your jaw is going to hit the floor. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and before I get into this Navy stuff with pronouns. Actually, this will be a perfect segue into that. Before I get into Navy stuff and the LGBTQ stuff and pronouns, I want to play something for you really quickly. I want you to listen to this voice. This is Brian Stelter with CNN. And I want you to listen to this, and I want you to listen very closely. Pay attention.
Radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden is falling apart. You just heard Ben Shapiro say it, falling apart. And there he is riding a bike, out for a bike ride, and Fox of all networks is the one that showed it happen.
Did you hear the sound of that voice? That's a man. Did you hear the sound of that voice? I'm going to play it again.
Radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden is falling apart. You just heard Ben Shapiro say it, falling apart. And there he is.
Did you know testosterone levels have fallen in half? They've been cut in half in the last 50 years. Do you want a voice like this?
Radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden is falling apart.
We have got to get our T levels up.
Radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden.
What about a 20% increase in your testosterone in just 90 days using natural herbal supplements, U.S. manufacturing, so your voice never sounds like this?
Radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden.
Guys, go get a male vitality stack from Chalk, in all seriousness. Ladies, go get a female vitality stack. Comb through all the all-natural supplements, not medical, chemical, filth, natural. Fellas, we got to be strong. Go to CHOQ.com and use the code Jesse because it gets you 35% off. CHOQ.com, code Jesse, to keep us from sounding like this.
Radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden...
Which leads me into something that is brutal. I brought up burning to death earlier in the show. One of the things about naval combat people don't take into account is this. And it doesn't matter really what era we're talking about here. I mean, you can go back to cannons or World War II era. One of the things people don't think about is burning to death. When you picture naval, just stay with me for a second. When you picture naval combat, you picture drowning, right? But one thing you don't take into account, and it's easy not to take it into account unless you've read about it, it's how flammable so many things are in these ships. And not only flammable, remember, we're dealing with a gigantic steel box here. It's a gigantic bunch of sheet metal. It's flammable, and there are men deep, deep inside of the bowels of these ships. And when these ships catch fire and all the oil and everything else on there catches fire, it can quite literally turn naval vessels into a gigantic oven. And it's something very common that happens. Many people who die at sea, they burn to death. They cook to death. Now, if that sounds unpleasant, good. I'm glad it sounds unpleasant because it is unpleasant. I can't imagine anything more horrific than dying in the dark, being cooked to death in my bunk room. And we have to understand when we bring up a weakening of the U.S. military, those are the stakes of the game. If you have an 8-hour workday in the Navy and you're spending half that time learning about just how gay Peter is and just which pronouns you should use, then when the day comes, we have to square off with the Chinese Navy. And believe me when I tell you, that day absolutely will come. And they've been spending 8 hours a day figuring out how to send you to the bottom. And you've spent 8 hours a day learning about your pronouns. You're going to die. I'm about to play for you a video on my freaking life. This is not a parody we made up. This is the new United States Navy training video. It's a little bit long. Just sit there and marinate on it. We are going to have our people die.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Kanchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
I just need to, that's a good question, Chris, while I step in and interrupt here. Chris stepped in and he asked, can they put out a fire yet? Remember, we just had a naval vessel burn, the USS Bonham. It burned at the ports. It was sitting at port and it burned. And the after action report on it, if you read into it, the crews didn't even know how to put out fires. Didn't even sound the fire alarm for 10 minutes after the fire started. I bet every single one of them knew their pronouns, though. Every single
one of
them.
That's a good question. A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey, guys, you can say, hey, everyone, or hey, team.
Yeah, and now that you say that, another way that we could show that we're allies and that we accept everybody is to maybe include our pronouns in our emails, or like we just did, introduce ourselves using our pronouns.
Did you know one guy when the USS Indianapolis, do you know he was burned so severely? His skin was hanging off of his body and he didn't have eyes anymore. His eyes burned out of his skull, and his guys in the ground, or in the water, I should say, they tried to hold him above the salt water for as long as possible before he eventually died of his wounds. If this sounds like I'm being extreme and a little bit violent, I want you to understand perfectly well what the stakes of the game here. This isn't Berkeley. This is the United States Navy. Their job is to go out and murder people who are trying to kill you. And they are going to have murder tried to be visited on them as well. As we speak, as your sailors are sitting in a theater and they're learning about their pronouns and listening to this video, there's some guy in the Chinese Navy, he's sitting in a theater and he's learning navigation. He's learning how to put out fires. He's learning how to track. He's learning all kinds of systems while our Navy's learning this.
But what would I do if I misgender someone?
I think the first thing to recognize is that it's not the end of the world. You correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on. The most important thing I can tell you is do not put the burden of making you feel good about your mistake on the person that you just misgendered.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, and another tip for you to...
It has another 45 seconds. I'm not stopping it. I want you to sit and just take it in.
Remember their pronoun next time? It's in your mind. Kind of go through a progression of 3 good things about the person using their pronoun. So let's say the person chooses to use they, then you will in your mind go they.
We just had to have a submarine return back to the shores of America because it ran into an underwater mountain.
They have a nice shirt. They have a nice smile. They are really smart. So that kind of sticks in your brain.
That is so helpful. I want to know, what would I do if I want to know someone's gender identity or pronoun?
We actually had a U.S. naval vessel run into a fishing vessel on accident.
The most important thing is do not pressure anybody into giving you their pronouns. Some people may be going through the process of discovery and they are not ready yet to tell you what their pronouns are, and that's okay.
The stakes of this game, the reason I was so detailed about what the stakes are about the physical injuries is because can you comprehend the heartbreak you would feel if you woke up tomorrow morning and found out 2,000 or 3,000 brave sailors burned to death in the South China Sea as their ship slipped under the waves? I mean, think about how you felt when 13 of our warriors died in Afghanistan. I remember being so devastated, I almost had to stop the opening segment of the radio show that night. I dang near got choked up when I lost my mind on the air. I know you felt the same way because I got all your emails. That was 13. What about 1,300? Can you imagine their faces going across the news? And you found out that young sailor, he burned to death. He drowned in the middle of the ocean. Oh, no, no. He didn't know how to put out a fire. Didn't know how to get to the life preservers. Didn't know any of the critical skills that may save his life. But daggone, he was never going to misgender somebody. Not in a million years. The stakes of the game couldn't possibly be any higher. They couldn't possibly be any higher. The stakes are dire. We cannot do this. We cannot allow this insanity to continue. Our military starts focusing on killing people again, or the end result is going to be more heartbreak than you can possibly imagine. All right. We still have headlines I didn't get to. We have travel Armageddon. Uh-oh, we got travel coming up. I'll get to a couple more emails. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right. So we are taking a little trip, not the one we have coming up. This is later on in the year, December, taking a little trip as a family. And we're worried about the gas prices going up. Gosh, I sound like Chris. We're worried about the gas prices, fuel prices going up. And we were watching the price of plane tickets go up, and we were a little sticker shocked, very, very sticker shocked. And there's no indication this is going to get better, right? So we decided, hey, let's bite the bullet. It hurts. Let's go ahead and book the tickets now so we'll be good to go. And one of the stretches of this trip had us coming back through Charlotte, North Carolina. I accidentally called it Charlottesville last week. That was weird, but Charlotte, North Carolina. And we had like an hour-long layover in Charlotte. I get a text message over the weekend from the travel agency, one of those automated text messages, giving me a heads up that my 1 hour layover is now a 6 hour layover. That was adjusting for December. I'm looking at a headline here, quote, "Travel Armageddon continues as flight delays and cancellations pile up." What's going on? Well, I mean, gee, I don't know. I thought I thought it would be a good idea, a very good idea, to take all these airline employees, from the baggage people to the stewardesses to the pilots, I thought it would be a good idea to tell all of them, take a vaccine or you're fired. Was that not a good idea? Oh, did a bunch of them quit? Did a bunch of people get fired? Man, that's too bad. And now when you throw in something random like fuel prices in there, now you have an industry that is about to be decimated. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Our flight selection in the future will be very, very slim. Remember all those days? I'll just filter my results. I want a shorter trip. I want a cheaper trip. Chris, everyone knows which one you picked. I want all these different things. What happens when those options go away? I don't know that we're going to take our trip now. I'm not waiting 5 hours in the airport. Email. Devil. He's not insulting me. That's short for devil dog. It's a Marine Corps thing. I bought the Eden Pure air purifiers. They definitely do the trick. I have dogs and drive around with them in my car, and my car sometimes smells like trench foot. I installed the purifier in the car, and you would never know, two giant idiot furballs spend most of the day in there. I attached a couple photos of the install. It doesn't suck. Probably can't read the rest of that. Semper Fi, my man. But listen, when I tell you Eden Pure takes the odor out of the air, I want you to understand, it doesn't cover up the odor in your air. It's not that weird oil thing your wife plugs into the wall. It eliminates odors. Michael can't smell the puppy poop in his apartment anymore. That's the way it is. These things are amazing. I own three of them. Is the pollen count killing you this year? Too bad it ain't killing me, because I got three Eden Pure thunderstorms. I don't even have allergies anymore. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That gets you $200 off a 3-pack.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Warren Buffett charity lunch fetches a winning bid of $19 million. And you know what he gets for $19 million? He gets to dine with Warren Buffett. What kind of what, Chris? No, I don't think it was a classy place like Red Lobster. Those people aren't that high class. Colombia elects a former guerrilla, Petro, as a first leftist president. Colombia elected an open communist as president. I've been told that Colombia is one of the most beautiful countries on the planet, which kind of sucks because now I'm not going to be able to visit that until about 10 years from now when they're done fighting their civil war. DeSantis launches an anti-woke education agenda. Here's a reminder to parents everywhere. Pay attention. There is no such thing as neutrality in education. I just want them learning, reading, and writing. That is completely naive. Your children are going to learn values when they walk into school. Either they're going to learn your values or they're going to learn the communist values. You make that call. Former Houston Methodist doctor still licensed after spreading COVID-19 misinformation. That's how they talk about Dr. Mary Bowden, who's been on the show a couple times. Spreading misinformation. She has treated thousands of COVID patients. She's done so successfully, and she did so without using Pfizer. And of course, the media would paint her as some deranged nutball spreading misinformation. Crypto billionaire says Fed is driving the current rate downturn. No. You mean the unaccountable idiots at the Fed are ruining the value of the dollar and the rates and everything else? Oh, I wish someone would have seen that coming. Greatly compromised. Lawmakers see a major security hole after 15 suspected terrorists crossed the border. Is that supposed to imply that people who cross the southern border in the dead of night might not always have the best intentions? Well, that's so racist. Gallup poll. Belief in God among U.S. adults dips to an all-time low. That's, of course, very bad news, but there is good news on that. The times that are coming are going to be so brutal, that belief system is about to go way back up, I promise you. Child predator sting nets Disney driver and 11 other folks in Polk County. a Disney driver. He was on the clock at Disney, taking pictures of himself and sending them to what he thought was a young girl. Stop giving Disney your money. Don't go to the new Pixar movie. Don't go to the new Marvel superhero movie. Not Doctor Strange, not Thor. Don't go to the parks. Cancel Disney Plus. Stop with this ridiculous grooming organization. Pro-abortion protesters march at Justice Amy Coney Barrett's house with blood and doll props. Again, we are sandwiched. The elites at the top, they put out this violent, vile message at all times. They're Nazis. They're white supremacists. They're here to kill you. They're here to end democracy. You don't have to look hard to find some vile communist scumbag at the bottom who's willing to act on those. FINA votes to restrict transgender athletes in elite women's swimming. Well, I guess that is a bit of good news. No, back to the men's pool with you, my friend. Court rules for the first time that insured businesses can seek damages over COVID-19 shutdown losses. My word, yes. Go to the courts and sue everybody. Bankrupt everybody you possibly can bankrupt with these lawsuits. Why? Because it is critical to put the fear of God in all these different government organizations at every level. You must make them fear you. You must make them fear you, all right? All right, and look, if you can sue them out of existence, this is exactly what you should say to them.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you. New York City man arrested 5 times during an alleged crime spree. Just a reminder, the destruction is intentional. They know these guys go out and they commit more acts of violence, yet they do it anyway because they want to sow chaos. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all. Take it easy.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.